says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed, country folks can survive. And here I am up here in northern North Dakota, up near the Canadian border. James Kelso, your host from 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. So that's Eastern time, 9 to 10. It's 8 to 9 for me up here in the Central time zone, and we're live. You're invited to be a part of the show if you want to call in at area code 512. That directs you straight to Round Rock, Texas, where the staff that does all the work for this show, the production, the direction, the hosting, the whole thing. It's down in Round Rock, Texas. You can send your call there at 512-248-8252. And go there also to the Republic Broadcasting website, which is republicbroadcasting.org, and send your contribution to the places indicated on the website there. And then also send some of your business to the sponsors that you see displayed on republicbroadcasting.org. And also, look for the John Stadtmiller tribute, which is a sale of some of his books, and raffling off of some of his books to those who contribute $100 to the Republic Broadcasting cause. And so here we are. Thank you for joining us. And this has been a good day in the world of the Trump phenomenon. So we have a lot of good things to cover, most of which we won't be able to cover in this brief hour together. So let's get started. I like to start. There's a pattern you may have noticed to this show. I like to start right at the most recent communication or piece of news about Donald Trump, from him or about him, and then work our way backward, but not work our way very far backward, because I never get further back than the last 24 hours. And I don't even begin to cover what happened in those 24 hours. So imagine what it's like to be in the, in the cockpit of the, what does he call his airplane? This would be the metaphorical cockpit of the Trump campaign. He calls it Trump Force One. Trump Force One. That beautiful, beautiful plane, which you've got to see. You will see it if you attend a Trump rally. And numerous Trump rallies are on airfields, at or in hangars. And what Donald Trump does is he will have his pilot pull Trump Force One right up to the rally. So it's looming right over you. You have to look up to see Air Force One right in front of you. And it is such a beautiful sight, such a beautiful plane. And think about it. Imagine how many people have we produced in our country who can do that, who have that kind of charisma, that kind of success, that kind of power, achievement. You know, how many people can... Trump Force One is not just it's not like you think, like a commuter jet or like, you know, a rock and roll band's Learjet that they bought. No, or they rented, rather. No, what the plane he owns is something that's on the same scale as Air Force One. I've seen both of them, Air Force One. I've seen the president step out of Air Force One. I've seen him step out of Trump Force One. And the impression is the same. Those planes are in the same weight class. I'm sure Air Force One is bigger and so on, et cetera, but it's not, You know, you're not going, oh, here comes the little plane. Here's Trump Force One, the little. No, it's as the president would say, huge. And it's beautiful. So get your chance to see that when the Trump train or the Trump force comes to your town or somewhere near you. All right. So let's go back. As I said, let's go back. I'm going to go all the way to the top of my Trump communications here. And I, as I always say, let's hit refresh because the president may have posted something in the last 10 seconds. He has a tendency to do these things. All right, here he is. This is something he posted within the hour. Now, and I've seen this. So I'm bringing you something that is really good. It's a video that somebody put together. I don't think Donald Trump himself put it together. Either way, it's great, whoever put it together. But the president links to it. It's a video that has, it's not going to be that, a lot of it's visual, so you have to imagine it during the playing of what I'm going to play for you. But it is powerful. And I'll provide maybe some oral clues to the audio, the visual that you're not getting. So here it is. Let's play it. President. Beautiful. Slow.
This world is not meant for you.
Here comes a song. Run, boy, vote.
Run, boy, run. Running is a victory. Run, boy, run.
Run, boy, run. Now, what this is unfair of me. The visual that you're missing is whoever put this video, whatever audiovisual genius put it together, you're seeing fast-paced slides and montage of things we have all watched over the last, you know, 7-8 years of the Trump phenomenon. And it just has an effect on you. You know, the magnificent photos of the dignity and the presence of Donald Trump, and then the crowds, the pictures of the crowds, the horrid faces of the people who have been trying for all those years to destroy him. Think of a face like Nancy Pelosi's. I mean, can you imagine being in this, living in the same house with Nancy Pelosi? Or, you know, think of the Chuck Schumer. What if Chuck Schumer were your dad? Oh, ow, oh. You had to be in the same room or house with him. And then just think of any of them. They're not, none of them are attractive people. They are ugly people. And one thing about them, their inner appearance, Donald Trump has correctly characterized them as sick. They are sick people. And unfortunately, there's so many of them. And they are so powerful. They have taken over our country. So I'll play this a little bit more. Let's see. The song is, somebody is singing a song, Run Boy Run, urging Donald Trump to run.
The sun will be guiding you, run boy run. They're dying to stop you, run boy run. This race is a prophecy, run boy run. Break out from society.
There's a biblical element to this song. Your race is a prophecy.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
Now, notice in that clip, the first clip where the president speaks in this video, what have we talked about on this show for years? And I noticed it right away. I kept, like Johnny One Note, the broken record, I kept mentioning it. Donald Trump so often closes his speeches with, we are, you know, we're all ready for that. There's a pace, there's a pattern to his speeches that's wonderful and reassuring to us. We need steadiness. We don't need somebody whipping the tiller around, you know, in a speedboat. We need a steady hand at the helm. And so a very steady way he ends his speeches is, we are one. And everybody who listens to this show knows what the next word is. We are one. Yeah, you all heard the word, didn't you? We are one movement. He says it that way almost, I mean, I don't know of an exception, actually. We are one movement. Sometimes he shortens that ending so he doesn't include a bunch of words, including movement. But whenever he goes into the long ending, he says, we are one movement. And that is, to me, I've interpreted that as being extremely important, that he is aware. He's not picking words and like, well, you know, hey, it's, you know, it's... He always starts with movement. He's recognizing that his number one achievement is he created the MAGA movement. And by the way, we were saying that when he was president. And we were thinking back there when he was president, well, what if he's not president? What do we have if he's not the president anymore? What if they take that away? They take that away from us. And they did it. They stripped the presidency away from Donald Trump. And what did we have? Well, we were saying it back then. We're saying, we'll still have his greatest achievement. We'll still have us. We'll still have his movement. And that's our most powerful force. So we're not bereft. So here we go. We'll get back to him here. But notice he started with that.
So with American pride swelling in our hearts and American courage stirring in our souls, I say these words to you tonight. We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe.
Boy, do we need to hear words like these.
We will make America great again.
And you see, all of us, to a man and woman and child, we've all heard this now. Because he's repeated it. So you might find yourself or listening to somebody that says, oh, it's repetitive. Oh, it's, I've heard that. Yes, you have. And we need that repetition. We need that steady hand on the tiller so that all of us are, you know, mix the metaphor here a little bit. Now we're rowing. We're all pulling together. Have you ever done team rowing? You've all got to pull together. Stroke. You better be in sync with the oar behind you and the oar in front of you. And that's what we need, what do they call the guy calling the stroke? The coxswain. That's Donald Trump. The coxswain has to have a steady hand. He's steering the boat and he's calling the rowing. So, that was good. Let's go to another one now. Now, that appeared today, and that's on Donald Trump's channel, where he has, what has he got? Let's take a look. He's got 6.47 million followers. Come on, let's get it up to 6.5, folks. Call your neighbors. Get him on to truthsocial.com. All right, the next one down. Here he says, 6 hours ago, I am worth billions of dollars. That's not me talking. In case you were wondering, am I worth thousands of dollars? I don't know. That's the most I could say. I am worth billions of dollars, a small number too, more than what is on my financial statements. They are very conservative, therefore no fraud. And the corrupt and racist New York State Attorney General, Letitia Peekaboo James, go, Mr. President, working in close coordination with the Trump-hating radical left judge. That's, I'm inserting this, of course, Arthur Engoron. What a name. I mean, you know, for a guy who looks like a space alien, you need a space alien name. And I think he's got that. Arthur Engoron, you know, is something right out of a sci-fi movie. The Engoron. Sir, we are getting communication from the Engoron. Are they friendly? No, sir. Okay. The radical left judge, Arthur Engoron, and the Biden White House refuses to drop the no jury allowed case. It was brought using a statute never used for this purpose before. Now, where have you ever heard of that? Where is somebody in a court charged with something that's never been charged before? That's not American law. That's not the rule of law. There are precedents. There are standards. A judge is supposed to be utterly impartial. And if a judge is not, he is required by all of his training as a judge to recuse himself, because I cannot be a partial. You can't be, you know, a partisan hack and then, you know, say, well, I'm going to be fair. No, you're not. All right. Let's see. I'm looking at my message board here. Let me bring in James of Vancouver into the conversation. Hi, James.
I'm looking at the top stories. Trump testifies in his civil fraud trial. And I guess he told the judge where to get lost.
He did. He did. It was so beautiful. Donald Trump, you know, he wasn't intimidated at all. And don't think you could ever achieve that.
He's
a New Yorker. And he just lowered the boom on this pathetic, weakling, wimp, beta male, Arthur Engoron, who, I mean, you know, the classic shot, folks, it started right off in the first TV scene they had with Arthur Engoron. He realized that the news cameras were on him. He was sitting at his bench, and he noticed the cameras were pointed at him. So he, as soon as he noticed that, he took off his glasses and then composed his face with a big ear-to-ear smile, hamming it up for the camera. No, this is my moment. This is my 15 seconds of fame. Aren't I great? You know, I hope my family is watching. But anyway, and then today he lowered the boom on Letitia Peekaboo James, and he called her everything she deserves to be called. And he did the same. And this is unique. This is interesting. You know, only Donald Trump could do this. You know, not, you know, you, James, or myself, you know, I don't think we would do this, okay? I don't think we will ever find ourselves in court calling the judge names. I don't know.
None of this is the rule of law anyway. This whole trial is a farce.
It's a farce.
It's but a total garbage.
I don't feel it coming, okay? I don't feel that I'm going to be in a courtroom calling the judge names. And, but not Donald Trump.
Well, you can say a friend of the court, Your Honor. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. No, Donald Trump looks at Engoron. Yeah, he calls him corrupt and a partisan, a hack. He accuses him of having ruled on the case before it ever began, and doesn't know what he's doing. So, listen, I'm going to read some more Trump here. Let's let Trump say it. Okay. Let's see, brought it using a statute never seen before. In fact, no such lawsuit has ever been brought. It is a mockery of our judicial and legal system. Something must be done to stop the fascist MAGA. Okay, then goes down here a little further. He says this. He brings us a poll. So I'm going to change it up a little bit here because I'm following Trump's sequence. So just because it gives us some structure. And he says, thank you, Florida. I love you, too. And he's referring to an interactive poll of Republican Floridians. And this is a poll of 788 registered voters. And here's what it comes up. It's going to get better, too. Trump, 60%. This is in Florida. Ron DeSanctimonious' state. DeSantis comes in at 21. But it gets better, folks. He goes down to 8 later on. Stay tuned. We'll give you that poll, too.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good. They call my
call
name.
My name.
'Cause daddy's
my daddy's wouldn't Willie Woodrow. Okay, we're back. Oh, come on. We need Merle Haggard. Left too soon. And so now, here's it gets better. I'm going through this poll, and then I'm going to come up on some more Trump here. DeSantis is at 21% in Florida. So one out of five. And most of these polls, you know, are lying polls. They goose these polls against Donald Trump. Haley gets 6%. Christie gets 2%. Ramaswamy is now down to 1%. So apparently, Ramaswamy is worn off. The thrill is gone. The novelty is gone. So he's down to 1%. And now here's another one. You'll like this, James. The president says, this is 7 hours ago, this is the paper that I wanted to submit that the judge refused to take. So here's the president of the United States saying to a penny ante piss ant judge, a complete loser. and he says, you cannot submit that. So, you know, you see, Perry Mason shows, he says, I would like to submit to the court, enter into evidence, exhibit 24. And the judge always accepts that, you know, you're entering some evidence. You don't say no.
It's pertinent to the case. Sure.
Yeah. And so, and then, but today the judge said to Trump, no, you can't submit it. And he said to Trump's attorney, who's a brilliant woman, I'm trying to remember her name. Haba, maybe? I'll look it up. She's beautiful. She's smart.
Nina Haba.
Yeah, Nina she Haba. Is. I'll tell you what, that is one heck of Haba, a patriot Haba. There. Yeah. So watch her on TV. I watched people, various talking heads, play that clip, and then they responded, and they their breath was taken away. They were going, "Wow, he's getting a lot. He's getting his money's worth, whatever." And one of them said, "Whatever he's paying her, he ought to double it." But he said, "This is
in
a paper."
The Syrian American lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Syrian American lawyer.
Oh, okay. What country did you mention?
Well, I think she's an Arab.
But from what country? Okay.
I can find out in a minute here.
Oh, okay. Well,
she was probably born in the United States. She was born in Summit, New Jersey in 1984.
Okay, and her parents are of what extraction?
They are Assyrian, which from Iraq. There you go.
Assyria.
From Iraq to the United States in the early 1980s. Her father, Saeed F. Haba, is a gastroenterologist.
Well, and do you remember your history, boys and girls? Babylon and Assyria, So
yeah.
She's Assyrian. And but now here's the president. He continues. He says, here's the paper. It's a disclaimer, standard disclaimer provided to all banks in every financial statement. And this is what the president put in all of his financial statements that he submitted to banks. So he went to, for instance, Deutsche Bank. He actually went to Deutsche Bank seeking a loan. And as part of a loan, all of you can relate to this. So have you ever been into a car dealership? But let's bring it down to our scale, boys and girls, the kind of money we have. Okay. So if you go into a car dealership and you're going to trade in your beater for a car you're buying, well, if the you've got to come up with a value for your car you're trading in. So if the if the car dealer says, okay, Mr. Kelso, what do you think your car is worth? Well, I'm not going to go low, am I? Am I really? Are you? Any of you out there? You're going to go low? I'm going to come up with a number that's a little high on my car. And that's not my point, because Donald Trump didn't come up with a high number on any of his estimates of his property. The point I'm getting at is this. The car dealer doesn't give a hoot what you think your car is worth. He doesn't, he's not even listening while you're talking. He takes your car and he does an appraisal himself by his own professional standards of what your car is really worth. And that's all he pays. And the president says, this thing says, considerable judgment is necessary to interpret market data and develop the related estimates, blah, 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 blah. And it gets down to the end, it says, users of this financial statement should recognize that they might reach different conclusions about the financial conditions of Donald J. Trump. And so, in other words, do your homework yourself. It says it on everything. Now, it turns out Donald Trump underrepresented his worth in every loan, like the one for Deutsche Bank, the many to Deutsche Bank, that he applied for and that they granted gladly. Deutsche Bank even gave him an award. They gave him a trophy after he had paid off the whole loan. They were so happy and pleased with him and the rate that he paid them that they gave him a trophy. Now, if you finish paying off a car or something like that, is the car dealer going to send you a trophy? That's how honest and straight shooting Donald Trump is. So, in other words, this case is laughable. Don't worry, folks. Arthur, I'll tell you why not.
If you remember your Bible, the Assyrians mixed it up with the ancient Israelis about a couple thousand years ago.
We'll resume on that right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart. It's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand
up. And my son got a at the University of North Dakota, the supporters of Patriots were handing out red poppies, lest we forget, beautiful gold enameled pin. And my son got, while we were eating lunch at the university. I'll go here. Now, typical, I'm looking up the Wikipedia article on Alina Haba. And in typical Wikipedia style, it starts out at the beginning. The opening paragraphs are all hatchet jobs. I know from experience. They find anything, true or false, that could somehow make you look stupid and a wacky. And they feature that, knowing that most people are not going to read down to the bottom of any article. And so they do their smear work in the first paragraphs. I'll give you an example. And by the way, let me cut to the chase. At the very end, they wait till the very end. Haba has described herself as very religious. She has identified as a Chaldean Catholic.
And, Chaldean
Catholic. Yeah, Chaldea, which you can remember that. You know, Samaria and Chaldea.
Yeah.
But so that gives you her faith as a Chaldean Catholic. And some of those people, by the way, who are Catholics from the Middle East, as well as those who are, well, they go back. They are the earliest Christians, but many of them. They were Christians 1,000 years before people, my ancestors, in places like Norway or Denmark or Scotland, ever heard of Christianity, let alone adopted it.
That's true.
1,000 years before. So just think, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it. You know, like, well, how religious could she be? Those Chaldean Catholics, they don't amount to much. Well, think of that. Their history is so much older than likely is your own. You know, your ancestors were, you know, they were interested in Thor and Freya and, you know, Odin. She was born in 19...
Mongols.
Yeah.
Mongols and Huns. Go ahead.
Here's her interesting story. I read the whole story during the break. And she's brought herself up. She pulled herself up by her own bootstraps. Her parents, the Chaldean Catholics, were persecuted in Assyria, so they came here in the early 1980s. And those are true persecuted immigrants, people from those places. I mean, there are some countries in the Middle East where they're just the Christians have just been either exterminated or driven out. It's, you know, and they do need a place to go. That is a case of true persecution, and America does have a place in providing them some refuge. But she said, this is interesting. She started her own law firm, and then her law firm happened to be in Bedminster, New Jersey. Now, of course, that name rings a bell to all of you. Donald Trump owns a tremendous golf club in Bedminster. So here's how it happened. In 2019, Alina Haba joined the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, an 8-minute drive from her law firm. There, she and Donald Trump got acquainted. And then he must have had the same reaction to her that I had when I heard her talking on the courtroom steps. He must have been knocked over. Like, wow, this woman is smart, and she is tough. So he hired her. But you see, here's how Wikipedia slams people like that. She says, then it goes over to her, some of her legal work, and she says, they trivialize you. Let me find one. There's some classic belittlements of her. Here's one. In July of 2022, Haba was sued by a former employee. I mean, who cares, right? Nasiria Drayton, who claimed Haba repeatedly sang inappropriate gangster rap and hip hop music in the office. Martha. While using the N word, she made racist comments. So I'm taking it from the name Nasiria Drayton. This is probably some black dude. But it might be
a
woman. Might be a woman.
Yeah.
Nasiria. You know, I mean, come on, that's a made up name. But Drayton is not. Made racist comments and referred to New York's Attorney General Letitia James as, quote, that black. And the word has 5 letters and rhymes with itch. Okay. The lawsuit was settled out of court in September of 22. Haba had called James.
$100.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that, I mean, folks, talk about in other words, they're taking something that is truly not germane. This is a disgruntled employee. It says former employee. Well, probably an employee who was shown to the door. And, you know, the person's trying to make money. They all do this, okay? Oh, he said the N-word. He completely deformed my character and ruined my life with the trauma, the post-traumatic stress disorder that I have now acquired due to his racist comment. No, come on, come on. This is getting old. People are getting tired of this. But Wikipedia, you see, is keeping the ball rolling by putting that in there. And then they list a whole bunch. They dug up cases of hers, small, itty-bitty cases. And they go, this case was dismissed. This case was dismissed. Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I'm telling you this. This woman's a hero. Alina Haba, Chaldean Catholic. I love. And her middle name is Saad. Talk about my discussion of the word sad. Saad. S-A-A-D, born on March 25th, 1984. So anyway, let's go on. Let's go back to Donald Trump. She went, by the way, to Lehigh. And let's go back to Donald Trump. Smart move. Good hire. And by the way, she replaced a whole bunch of attorneys who quit on Donald Trump. They couldn't take the heat. And they quit. All right, so now the president posts here. Now, here's a good one. You're going to like this. This is a poll that the president put up. Preferred Republican primary candidate. This is a poll that was done. Let me slide my glasses down my nose. The Center Square Voters Voice poll done in October. And Donald Trump, 59%. Ron DeSantis, you're going to love this part, 13%. And he's just ahead of Nikki Haley at 9%. Then Vivek Ramaswamy at 7%, Mike Pence, he's already out, 5%, Tim Scott, 2%, and Chris Christie, 2%. Someone else got 1%. It's just no name. And none of these candidates got 1%. So that's a good one. Now here, it keeps getting good, gooder and gooder. Here's the 24 National Republican primary. Is this the same one or a different one? This is a different one. And Trump, 59%. Nationally, not Florida, nationally, DeSantis 13%. Okay. There's another one. I think I already covered that one. Now, here's a great article. I'm going to go to this one. This is a, now this is surprising. This is a Newsweek editorial. And something good is happening at Newsweek. I don't know what's going on. There have been some good articles on news. I'm certainly not advocating that you subscribe to it and so on. But somebody at Newsweek has smelled the coffee. And so there are some good articles running. This is by Monica Crowley, and the president put it up. So I'll read a little bit of this. And here we go. From the moment Donald Trump first announced his candidacy for president in June 2015, he has dominated the Republican Party, turning it from an establishment zombie party, that's good, isn't it, into an energized populist grassroots force. After a hugely successful 4 years in the White House, driven by a transformative America First policy agenda, Trump continues to stand astride the GOP like a colossus. Now, that's good prose. I'm liking that. No one else even comes close, which is why, and here's her point, Monica Crowley's point. You've all seen her on TV, which is why the Republican primary field has been frozen for months. Have you gotten tired yet of my recitation of these, 5%, 6%? She's right. Trump has enjoyed a commanding lead over all GOP presidential aspirants since early spring. He's currently ahead by a whopping 60% nationally. Now, but she makes a point here. He's ahead in the key states, the swing states. He's up by huge numbers. But now here's an interesting point that some of you, including myself, may have forgotten. It weren't always so, she says. In January, DeSantis was the favorite in betting markets to win the primary. He was at 50.8%, while Trump trailed with a 28.4% chance of winning. Now, those betting market things may have been loaded, okay? They may have been rigged, but still, remember that when DeSantis was ahead? In January, a University of New Hampshire poll found DeSantis leading Trump by 12%. 9 months later, that's now, the University of New Hampshire's poll has the former president up by 26%. That's an astonishing 38-point swing toward Trump. And that's in 9 months. Talk about big momentum. And then Monica Crowley gets down to her point. She says this, DeSantis has staked it all on winning the Hawkeye State. And by the way, the president back, you know what I said yesterday about this idiot Iowa governor, Reynolds, Kim Reynolds, what a dork. She endorsed DeSantis yesterday. And I mean, she just torched her own political career. And I played a little clip of her voice. She sounded, didn't she sound to you like a dweeb? She sounded like some kind of person on a puppet string. DeSantis, Monica writes, is also running low on money, and which is bad news considering how many deep-pocketed GOP donors initially backed him. His campaign recently reported just $5 million in politics, that's nothing, of cash on hand to spend on the primary. The Trump campaign reported over $37 million cash on hand. Nikki Haley and Tim Scott both have considerably more than DeSantis. That's new. And she says, in 2024, she comes back to her timeless prose here. Any candidate running a quixotic campaign against Trump is bound to meet a, and I love these adjectives and adverbs, a grisly political end. Never, you know, that's good writing. You don't want a grisly, any kind of an end. As president, you see a picture of a bear mauling some campers. As president, Trump earned an approval rating of roughly 90% from Republican voters, the vast majority of whom remain fiercely, there's the bear metaphor back, fiercely loyal to him, particularly given the endless political persecution he's enduring at the hands of Democrats. No other GOP candidate can overcome that deep emotional bond. So why are these other candidates still in the race? And then she explains a little bit, but more than I can read to you. Some of them appear to luxuriate. Here she's describing Chris Christie. Some of them, he'd be quite a feast for a bear. Tell you what, if you're a bear, you'd want to start with Chris Christie's tent. Appear to luxuriate in being the anti-Trump attack dog. Whatever their motivations, they should understand that the main beneficiaries of a protracted primary will be Biden and the Democrats. They are wasting precious time and resources trying to weaken Biden's inevitable opponent. So if they really care about the Republican Party, and hey, I think we could all answer, they don't. And the country, as they all say they do, then they should end their campaigns and rally behind Trump, as Larry Elder just did. And I mentioned also Perry Johnson. The GOP needs to be unified to win in 2024 and deal with America's grave challenges. The longer the also-rans hang on, the worse it's going to be for them. in that tent there, it's going to be grisly. The Republican Party and the country. Many of them can still salvage their political futures, I disagree, and win back the support of America First voters by endorsing Trump now. It's time to close ranks behind Trump and make America great again together. I love that. I love that. My hat's off tonight to Alina Haba and now to Monica Crowley. I love that. I've never used the word grisly in my writing, or my speech, I'm going to add grizzly. A grizzly. Wait, where's the paragraph where she says that? A grisly political end. Yeah, grisly political end. Oh, my goodness, that's good. All right, let's go back to the president. I'm sure you like that editorial, James.
Well, I think that, in the old days, if there'd have been trouble in the court and the judge had real power, he decided people for contempt. But this guy's a joke. You know, it's all a charade, you see.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. We're ringing the Liberty Bell here, folks, at the Public Broadcasting. We'll be back right after this message.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks, with James in Vancouver. And we've got one segment left here in which to save the world. And
right. Did you hear that the United States has a nuclear submarine near Gaza? What do you think Putin's going to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did hear you're the first confirmation that it was near Gaza. But yeah, a nuclear submarine, of course. And when aircraft carrier battle groups travel, folks, underneath them are always submarines. And of course, American submarines are almost exclusively nuclear. So typically below an American carrier, you'll find, I don't know this from any Navy experience, but from my reading, you'll find two nuclear submarines beneath that carrier.
Right.
And that's one reason that's part of the security for that carrier, because those submarines can come closer to the surface and they can ruin your whole day.
Right.
So,
I'm just saying it's ramping up, you see.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Well, exactly.
People make mistakes here. It's going to get a little bit hot.
Right. This is a nuclear brinksmanship. And so what we have to fear, folks, is that we have a complete incompetent, and he's not just incompetent. He relishes the idea of nuclear war. I think Joe Biden gets erotically excited about the idea of a nuclear war.
My car almost started on fire, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He is a sick puppy, and he's the so-called leader of the free world. I mean, we have a complete psychotic, but the real concern is not just Joe Biden. That's bad enough. But how about the damn Democrats who elevated him to this position, who continue to lick his boots and who actually admire him? Actually, people like Brzezinski, Mika Brzezinski, and her boyfriend, let me remember his name, turncoat trader Joe Scarborough, they really like Joe Biden. Now they're recognizing late in the day, well, he's got to be replaced because we're going to lose. And that's not good for you, Mika. Remember, Zbigniew Brzezinski, ladies and gentlemen. He's back in a little earlier era. Yeah. Zbig. Yeah. He was awful.
Canadian.
Yeah. He worked
for Jimmy Carter.
Right, he belongs in the same category as Henry Kissinger.
It is now easier to kill a million people than it is to persuade a million people politically. Do you remember that line about 10 years ago?
No, but that's a good one. That's a good one. I hope he's dead. Yeah,
well, he's
probably
dead,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. The there's one dead person.
Alrighty. I'm sounding like Ed McMahon tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right. All right, buddy. Thank you, James. And thank all of you for spending an hour with us. We'll see you again here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shio Ji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shio Ji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can't.